Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What is going on? It's Mark Owens. Thanks for checking out the 10-Minute Tailgate Tour. Hope you're having a great Christmas week. It's officially here, by God. Here's the thing. I'm very excited about the Rose Bowl. January 1st, Georgia, Oklahoma, out in Pasadena. I cannot freaking wait. But I don't want it to get here because I love Christmas. I absolutely love this time of year. And so I'm a little annoyed that Christmas is already here because I am that guy. Clark W. Griswold, my house is covered in lights. I've got Christmas music blaring throughout the house all the time. Took my wife and my daughter. We went in, to the Battery. Went into a little ice skating last night, which I suck at. My four-year-old did okay. My back hurt. My ankles hurt. I was pouring down sweat. And I was like, this is not fun at all. And I paid for this. Yeah, maybe somebody my size should not be on little blades on ice. But overall, I freaking love Christmas. But the good thing is, as soon as Christmas is over, you got something else to look forward to, and that's the freaking Rose Bowl. We'll get to all that in just a couple of seconds, get some news for you here. Speaking of, I've got some Christmas shopping tips for you if you're running out of time and you're still looking for that last-minute gift. But let's talk bowl games for a couple of seconds. I love bowl games. I absolutely love them. I have no problem with there being 40 bowl games because people say the argument becomes, well, you're just rewarding mediocrity. A 6-6 team, sometimes it's a 5-1 team making it into a bowl game. All right. Well, yes, is that true? Are you really rewarding mediocrity? You know, a lot of these kids are traveling to another state to play in front of 10,000 fans. Like these teams, these 5-5 teams, or these 5-7 teams and these 6-6 teams, they're not playing in big bowls. They're playing in Birmingham. They're playing the Boca Raton Bowl. They're playing in the throwaway crap bowls. You got to realize bowl games are nothing but money. It's just sponsorship. A lot of companies pay big money to have their name on top of a college football game and to get a little bit of airtime. Now, here's where I don't have a problem with this. For a lot of these players, especially the seniors, this is it. They're not going to go to the NFL. This will be the peak of their football career. So if they get an opportunity to travel and go play one more game in a different state against a team they wouldn't normally ever play, and in the process get a gift suite from Best Buy, I got no problem with that. You know, do I think should a 5-1 team be playing in the Sugar Bowl? No. Should a 5-1 team be playing or a 6-1 team be playing in the Peach Bowl? No. There's some more prestigious bowls, but some of these smaller bowls, the Armed Forces Bowl or the Camellia Bowl or the Credit Union Bowl, some of these, it doesn't matter. You know, that doesn't affect anybody. For me, someone who loves college football, I'll have them on. So I'll take it. Speaking of, here's some of the gift bags. Notre Dame and LSU in the Citrus Bowl, a $400 Best Buy player shopping trip, a Timely Watch company watch, Outback Bowl, Michigan and South Carolina, a Justin's ring, a Fossil watch, $125 Best Buy gift card, Outback Steakhouse gift card. That better be a big gift card. Them boys can eat. A hat, Belk Bowl, which, by the way, you should be following Belk Bowl on Twitter. By far the best bowl game Twitter account. Wake Forest and Texas A&M, a shopping trip to Belk and a Fossil watch. One of the Louisville kids that got busted last year for doing on his Belk Bowl shopping trip. He was stealing stuff as well. The Hawaii Bowl, Fresno State and Houston outside of getting to go to Hawaii. Electronics gift suite, Oakley backpack, sunglasses, an Aloha shirt, a beach towel, trunk, surf trunks, and a performance t-shirt. None of that is great. But again, you're going to Hawaii. Speaking of the Bahamas Bowl, UAB in Ohio, a gift suite, iSlide sandals. It's got a lowercase I in front of it, so I got to assume there's like a USB port in those sandals. A backpack, a beach towel, and a bowl pin. Whoa, a bowl pin. The Quick Lane Bowl, Duke and NIU, $175 Best Buy gift card, Bluetooth speaker, headphones. This is what I like about this one. At the Quick Lane Bowl, if you're going there, you get a life-size fat head of yourself. That's fantastic. See, that is fun. I do want to congratulate Georgia State beating Western Kentucky 27-17 in the Cure Bowl on Saturday. So per the AJC, the swag bag for the dogs in the Rose Bowl, they're going to be getting a gift suite. It didn't say where. A Fossil watch, an Ogio backpack, and a New Era 950 snapback adjustable hat. The gift suite is a private event during which players can select from a range of items from electronics to jewelry to furniture. Yeah, because I could see some Georgia players get me a new ottoman. Yeah, outside of that, and you're sitting there going, okay, well, you can get a backpack, a snapback hat. Yeah, but they're going to the Rose Bowl. They get a trip out to California, and you know when they walk into their hotel room, there's also brand new Nike gear laid out all over the room. So I don't feel bad. Last year, by comparison, when Georgia went to the Liberty Bowl against TCU, they received a Bass Pro Shop shopping trip. That is fantastic. An Oculus Pro Team HD binoculars. Yeah, that's a regift. A Bulova watch. Nice. By the way, speaking of watches, so I just celebrated my 5-year anniversary here at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And they say it's a 5-year gift. You know, go to this catalog, pick out something you want. And they had stuff like, you know, glassware and you know, like a fishing pole, some speakers, Bluetooth speakers. I had a pretty nice watch. You know, I need a new good watch. So I picked out and got me the watch. So now the glass in front of it cracked on me within having it for, I don't know, about 2 weeks. I don't know if I dropped it wrong or if I just set it down and it cracked. It was cheap material. I looked up online. It was not a cheap watch. It's already cracked on me. That symbolizes my 5 years here at 92.9 The Game. It's cracked. Sorry. The Liberty Bowl continuing on. They got the Bulova watch, Nike athletic shoes, sports sandals, a backpack, sunglasses, and a football. Because that's what a football player wants is another football. Locally, the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl played at Mercedes-Benz, Auburn and UCF. They're going to get $300 vanilla Visa gift card. There you go. That's what they want. Don't force them to do a gift suite through Best Buy or Academy Sports or Bass Pro Shops. Give them $100 or $300 to go have fun. They get Ultimate Ears Wonder Boom Bluetooth speaker, a Fossil watch, and a football from the Atlanta Bowl game. Hey, we don't talk a lot of men's basketball on the 10-Minute Tailgate Tour, but I will say this is fantastic. Georgia played Georgia Tech last night in Athens. They beat them 80-59. During the game, at halftime, they honored the football players in winning the SEC championship. Had a lot of the team come out midcourt. Big celebration, had the SEC championship trophy there. They also made it a point to recognize that they brought home the Governor's Cup for beating who? Georgia Tech. Listen to this clip. Listen to the great announcer put a little bit of an emphasis on beating Georgia Tech.
Georgia fans, on Saturday, December 2nd, the 6th-ranked Georgia football team defeated Auburn to win the 2017 SEC championship.
That's a big win, one of the best wins that Georgia's had over Georgia Tech in many, many years. And also today is recruiting day, early signing day. And I'm not one to follow a lot of recruiting. Not that I don't love it, but my theory behind recruiting has always been, don't show me what you did in high school. Show me what you can do on the field in Athens. That's great. You're 3-4-5-star recruit running back. You're a 3-4-5-star outside linebacker. That's fantastic. That's great. But playing in Valdosta and playing against Auburn are two different worlds. I guess quarterbacks are a little bit different of a world, but Justin Fields, hey, man, it's good to have you. I hope we have him. I mean, look at this morning. The news came out. Ole Miss flips Georgia commitment Elijah Moore. I guess that's crappy. I don't know. Again, I don't follow high school football, okay? I don't care what a junior does in high school. Show me what you can do on the field when you come to Athens. So I apologize, and if you want to get a lot of recruitment talk, there's plenty of other places to find it. Just not here. Oh, I do want you to hear this, though. Hear this from Kirby Smart talking about now that you have this early signing days, early recruitment, and now he's trying to do that, recruit kids, and he's trying to get ready for the Rose Bowl. And said it's not an easy task.
And I think the public perception is you choose a school and you go to the school. You don't necessarily go to a coach. And everybody can say that until it's your son or your daughter. And you're having to meet these coaches, you make decisions based on relationships. And the time frame with which we're having to make these decisions for the kids is really stressful on them.
All right, let's get to it. Mentioned it a couple seconds ago. Christmas is here, and I'm going to help take care of you. If you're stuck and you haven't finished your Christmas shopping yet, well, here you go. I have got the official best gift for every member of your family. You can still take care of your family without getting out of your chair. Here are the best sporting events for every member of your family. This is pretty much just a cheap excuse to support local and spend some time with the family. So get a pair of tickets to these events for each member of your family. To your mom, get her a pair of Braves tickets. Why? Because mom just wants to spend quality time with her kids. A Sunday afternoon Braves game is usually calm, and you can navigate SunTrust Park easily. Bonus, with the battery there, you can now take mom out to dinner and be the best kid ever. So take your mom to a Braves game. For your dad, one of two options, NASCAR or Masters tickets. Now, NASCAR has changed a lot. And at one point, I'm pretty sure your dad, maybe back in the day in the 80s, he was a NASCAR fan. All dads were. They may have only watched one or two races, but every father has watched at least one NASCAR race. He may get a nostalgic kick out of spending the day at the racetrack. You may actually have fun, too. You may come to appreciate it. And there's a very good chance he may have some good old racing stories to tell you. I took my dad to a NASCAR race years ago, and we had a great time. And he just talked about it, man. It's ain't like it used to be. Back when I used to come in the races, the pit crew, they didn't have helmets on. They were smoking cigarettes, filling the car up with gasoline. Okay, so maybe he really isn't a NASCAR fan. Okay, well, if you have the coin, try to get him a Masters badge or Masters tickets. They are not cheap. But you don't even have to be a golf fan to appreciate Augusta National. Even if you can't afford to go to the event, go to the practice round. I've been to the practice round before. It is phenomenal. It's not as busy. You still get to say you were there. You get to walk around a little more freely. You know, the players are practicing and warming up, and you can easily find a seat in the bleachers and watch them skip it across 16, I think it is. More importantly, even during the practice round, you can take advantage of the $1.50 egg salad sandwiches and the $3 beers. So for pops, NASCAR or golf. For that out-of-state uncle, take him to the Highlight Factory. Now, this is for that uncle that lives up north and his only knowledge of Atlanta is what he sees on TV. So he thinks Atlanta is either full of rednecks or thugs. Now, the Hawks aren't good this season at all. But you go to Phillips Arena, it is a melting pot of all ages and races. So you go to that game, and if the Hawks can squeeze out a win, everybody's high-fiving and hugging. And he'll look back and go, man, I mean, there are a bunch of rednecks and thugs down here, but y'all actually like each other. Every time you go out west or you travel out of state, people have the same exact opinion of Atlanta. And you are dangerous, bunch of thugs from Atlanta. No, we're not. We're a melting pot. Man, you're a bunch of rednecks out there. Well, yeah, they are. They're south and north of the city, but come on now. For your millennial cousin, this one's easy. Send them to an Atlanta United game. Atlanta United, they've done great things. Record-setting attendance, the talk of Atlanta sports, really great first season. A lot of us locals, we're still navigating the ways of professional soccer, but the millennial crowd found a new team to call their own. And the tailgate is full of college kids. You know college kids. They are smarter than all of us, and they have all the answers to all the world's problems, politically, socially, economically. Full of millennials that are smarter than you. So send your millennial cousin to an Atlanta United game. We've all got that know-it-all in-law. You know that brother, sister, cousin, dad, uncle, that in-law that knows everything about sports. It's tough to watch a game with that person, be it baseball, football, golf, anything, because they have an opinion about every game, every coach, every play. For them, give up some Georgia Swarm lacrosse tickets. Now you're going, what? Lacrosse? No. Well, Georgia Swarm, they won a championship last year. It's a sport that's growing in popularity, but for a lot of us traditional fans, it's still kind of an unknown. So take him to the game where he can't talk your ear off with stats and history. Plus, the Swarm game is actually a lot of fun for the family, too, and it's quick. From the cousin, for the cousin way out west who always complains about the SEC bias, well, prove him wrong. Take him to Athens for a day of Georgia football. Now, this is the cousin that you see once, maybe twice a year, and the conversation usually turns to college football. He loves his Maction teams, but he thinks the SEC is overrated. Well, take him to Athens for take him one of the cupcake games. Take him one of the first games of the year. Show him that the tailgate in Athens is better than anywhere else in the country. He will appreciate how much fun that can be. More than that, I'm pretty sure he'll appreciate the Georgia girls over the Boise State girls. Finally, for your brilliant nephew, who wants the game day experience without all the hassle, Georgia Tech football tickets. Look, Tech is centrally located, always has tickets available, always has plenty of parking. Plus, they have some of the best in-game views of Atlanta if you need a distraction from the game. So there you go. I'm helping you take care of everybody. A couple of weeks away from the Rose Bowl, let's hear from Kirby Smart. Here he is talking about, I love this quote, where he says, look, you cannot, winning the SEC is nothing. It was great, but don't be distracted from that. You have a bigger game to play now.
You know, winning the SEC championship is a great honor, and they'll have that for a long time. It'll be on these walls for a long time, but they can't be satisfied. And I think that is what makes the difference in the playoffs.
How about, let's hear from Nick Chubb talking about this opportunity. You can't take it for granted.
We kind of just got to put in the young guys' heads that this opportunity can't be taken for granted, you know. If I wouldn't have came back, I wouldn't have this opportunity either. So you never know when you'll get it or when it'll come back. So you got to just go out there every day and play like it's your last game.
Talk about Roquan Smith, everybody saying the best MVP of the year. Talk about Baker Mayfield, the guy on and off the field, and they have met in person.
He's a phenomenal guy off the field. When I met him up in Atlanta and whatnot, first-class guy, you know. Take everything, you know, like, but have a great personality as well. But on the field, you know, it speaks for itself. What he do, just won a Heisman. So, like, he's a pretty good guy off the field as well.
One more for you by talking about Big 12 teams always scoring a lot, and here's Kirby Smart talking about it.
I don't know. It seems like in all the years I've been coaching bowl games, a lot of the games I've been involved in have been Big 12 games, been Big 12 matchups, whether I was at Alabama or here. And, you know, it's different style. I mean, I think – they do a tremendous job of throwing the ball down the field, up tempo, do a really good job of that.
There you go. Give me a follow on Twitter at Marko62, M-A-R-K-O-6262. Merry Christmas to you. Hope you have a great holiday weekend. Also follow us at CFB929. Always talking trash. Always talking Georgia and SEC football. So we'll do it again next week. Safe travels to you if you're getting out of town. And more importantly, go Dawgs.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.